and get right to it.
Whatever you say can be used against you in a court of law. Okay, go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. I am calling this Bay State Road, Back Bay West Area Architectural Conservation District Commission public meeting to order at 5 p.m. on Tuesday, June 13th, 2023. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the March 29, 2023 legislation, extending the suspension of these provisions until March 31st, 2025. We are conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform or email staff at bbwcdc@boston.gov. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing.
All right, thank you. We can go right to our first agenda item, and I'll just say we have commissioners Terry North, Rural Longfellow, Pam Beal, and Thomas O'Tallion present. We have two design review agenda items, which are very straightforward. The first item is application 23.1006 BSR 97 Bay State Road. And this is retroactive approval of masonry repointing at the front facade that was completed way back in 2019. And this project happened with a building permit, but for whatever reason, we were never contacted by inspectional services to approve the repointing, and there was never an application, and the commission never approved it or reviewed or approved it. This is something that would typically be an administrative item, and the color, texture, and tooling of the new mortar is all compliant with our guidelines. But because of the circumstances with this particular project, the property owner is waiting to receive funds from a grant. And this is one of the last pieces, our approval of what they need to finalize that. So Christian Klein, you're here. Do you want to give us a summary or add to whatever I had said?
Sure, thank you very much. My name is Christian Klein. I'm with Approach Architects, and I'm also a past resident of 97 Bay State Road. And so when we had been doing the periodic facade inspections, it was determined that the front facade had some pretty deep issues with the mortar that was in the existing masonry. And so we had hired a company to come in and repoint. It was our understanding at that time that they would have acquired the permit through the Landmarks Commission. And we only found out within the past year when we were applying for a grant from MIT to help cover some of the costs of the historic renovation, that we determined that it had in fact not gone before Landmarks. And so at that point, we contacted the commission and found that we could apply retroactively for approval. And so we have gone ahead to do that. The work really was just limited to repairing the front facade. The flagpole that's there was approved by the Historic District Commission probably 10 years ago. We've had other approvals on the rear side of the house. We had approval, I believe, 2 years ago to replace the windows on the front side of the house. It's just somehow the repointing got overlooked.
Right. And so, this is an MIT fraternity, is that correct?
That is true, yes.
And are you going to put letters back up now that the pointing is all done? Or how is the front going to end up looking?
So there's a small set of letters that are above the front door that have been there all along, and then we're not intending to do any additional signage.
Okay, but it's beyond the picture here. It's like the doorways to the left. Is that right?
Just to the left. That's correct.
Yeah.
So you don't. The only new signage on the building was the fire department had required us to put the small sign next to the Siamese connection. For their advocation, but that's the only signage that's happened.
Okay.
That's on that window in the bottom left, right?
Yep.
Correct.
I see it. Okay.
Yeah, that's nothing.
And Joe, it in your opinion, it all meets the standards and.
Yes. The only reason I'm presenting it is because the work has already been done, and I just want to make sure they have all the correct approvals that they need to get their funding. So it's clear that this was approved, even though retroactively.
Yep. Good.
Personally, I have absolutely no issue. Like I'm, you know, whatever. Let's just approve it.
No, I think it's fine. I just wanted to make sure about the lettering and all that, that there wasn't going up.
Now so that you,
this is
now
what the building is going to look like, right? When it's all done.
It's done. It's already done.
That's what I mean. It's nothing else going to be added now after the fact. But
no, no. It doesn't sound like it.
Good. Tom, how are you feeling about it?
Yeah, I think that's Joe. If it meets the standards, then I think it we should give it approval.
Rule, you okay with that?
Yep, I'll make a motion to approve.
I second that.
All right, before we vote, Pam, do you just want to read this to?
I can about the public comment.
Yeah,
sure.
Just in case there's anyone here.
Oh, okay.
Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform or email staff at bbwcdc@boston.gov. We will repeat these instructions again. Do you see anything, Joe? Anybody?
Yeah, anyone here? I don't see anyone raising their hand. So, nope, I think we're good to go for the vote.
All right. In favor? Aye.
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 All in favor? Great.
Aye.
Great.
Good. All right. Thank you, Christian. I'll send out your approval tomorrow.
Thank you all very much. Really appreciate it.
Very welcome.
See you.
All right. Our next application is 23.0841 BSR 25 Bay State Road. Install two exhaust vents at the rear elevation. Here is the existing photo of the rear elevation. And I know, you know, we do have someone here to present on this. I have, been in touch with the applicant, and the area that they're proposing is really the only acceptable area to install these two vents. Would you like to, who's here for this one?
It's Elias Papadopoulos.
Elias, yeah, thank you.
Yes, sorry. This is my first time at something like this. I'm the owner of unit number one, and we're rehabbing the interior. We have our City of Boston permits, and the vents are mainly going to be for the washer dryer and for the stove. And yeah, we're on the first floor, so this is kind of the only place we can do it. It's the rear of the building. And I'm showing some examples of what it would look like. My contractor is also going to paint them the same color as the brick so they don't stand out as much.
That's great.
We should.
And again, this is facing Back Street. And, he's explored other areas, and this is the only place he could find to pit it. Elias, as long as it can be as small as possible, if you can confirm the dimensions with me.
I don't have the exact dimensions, but it's no larger than what I show in the pictures. These were pictures that my contractor took of what they would look like.
Yeah, if you could have your contractor, just follow up after our hearings with the dimensions and confirming that that's the smallest, that would be great.
Okay.
And is the picture on the right, I'm sorry, is that two little vents or one big thing, but it's not all white?
Two little vents.
So, and that's the dryer or is that the stove?
No, those are not, they haven't been put in yet. These are just examples of what's
already. But I mean like, so you could either have one bigger one or two smaller ones is what you're saying.
No. There's going to be two separate ones because one is from the dryer, and the other one is from the stove.
They'll be going here, right? Where you have the blue
circle.
Exactly. So these are just examples of what it's going to look like, but right. It'll probably look more like this.
That one.
The two together, but in this location.
That's what I was trying to figure out. Were there three? Was there one?
Yeah, no, sorry for the confusion there.
No problem.
I don't have experience with how paint stays on these vents. If it deteriorates after time or flakes off. Joe, have you had any experience with that?
We in the Back Bay, we've required them to be painted, and we've also required other mechanical equipment to be painted. You know, we could do instead in some cases, and then Back Bay, we've approved copper.
Yeah, I just don't know whether paint will stick to these things or not. I wonder if they come in any other colors. Even a black would be obviously better than the white. I mean, the idea of blending it with the brick is very nice also. I just don't know. I just don't have experience with the endurance of paint on one of these vents.
So maybe I could work with the contractor to confirm the size and the color.
Right. And we can make a motion and add that to it if people are feeling comfortable with the idea of them and the placement of them, but the materials, size, shape, we can leave to Joe for administrative. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And Pam, I don't know that I'm right or wrong about the color. I just think it's a question.
Right, you want it maintained, I think. Exactly. But I think maybe if they could find something that has a factory applied finish.
Exactly. That's integral. That would be better.
So does anybody want to make that motion? Tom, you want to do that?
Sure. I make the motion that we approve these vents with the caveat that there's exploration done, that we confirm the size of them, and also that there's some exploration done on what the options are for color, and in particular, an integral factory applied color, if that is possible.
And we'll leave it to Joe to decide.
Yeah.
We'll make it an administrative piece.
Joe, you okay with that?
That's fine, of course.
All right, thank you.
And Joe, do you want me to see if there's any public comments do you not see anybody?
Yeah, if you could read this just to make sure.
Before we do the vote, members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform or email staff at bbwcdc@boston.gov. We will repeat these instructions again throughout the hearing. So if everybody agrees with Tom's.
I'll second the motion.
And Joe doesn't see anybody coming to make a comment?
I don't see anyone raising their hands.
Nope. Good, okay. Then all in favor?
Aye.
All right, then we have one administrative review approval application, and that is 23.0918 Bay State Road, 491 Commonwealth Avenue. And this is replacing existing security equipment in the same locations that was approved in 2013. So it's just updating the existing equipment. This gives you a little idea of the building and where it's located, but there's nothing new. It's just new equipment that is consistent with what had been there. So,
sorry, Joe, I'm not needed anymore, correct?
Right. No, thank you. Nice to meet you, and good luck.
Thank you.
And I do think there may be someone here. I mean, it's not necessary for. I think it's just left to us now. So,
And that's also an MIT fraternity, right?
No, this is a. It's the Chabad House.
The Chabad House. Yep.
So my break, this complies with the guidelines. It was approved in, back in 2013. It's just new equipment in the same location.
Perfect.
Okay.
I make a motion to approve.
Second. All right, roll second. And then all in favor? Aye.
Okay.
Right. And then, let's see. Oops. Too far. Our minutes.
All right. We have a motion. Is everybody taking a look at the minutes? And do we have a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Seconded.
May not. Right.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. And then for my staff updates, I did two things. One, our city archaeologist, Joe Bagley, has been working very hard on a new exhibit at Faneuil Hall on slavery in Boston, and the opening is this Friday at 1:00. I got to see this as a preview last week, and it's really worthwhile. So if you can't make it to the opening, certainly if you're in the Faneuil Hall area, please make a point to come and visit this. It's inside the building. There are panels sort of halfway in the middle on the first floor, and then it sneaks around to the staircase that goes down to the lower level where there are more panels, and a film that loops, telling you more about Joe Bagley's research. And then in addition to that, last year, our office was separated from the Environment Department, and a new office called the Office of Historic Preservation was created, and a new leadership position, the Director of Historic Preservation, was created. And that person was just hired and started on Monday, yesterday. And his name is Murray Miller, and he comes from Dallas, Texas. And he has quite a background in historic preservation, not only here in the United States, but also in Canada, the United Kingdom, and New Zealand. So, wow. You know, some of you may meet him or have some interactions with him. So, yeah, we're expanding and we're doing a lot of great things.
Joe, what was the first name again?
Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, Murray Miller.
Great. Thank you.
That's wonderful.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
To be your own, to be sort of your own department is really nice.
You know? We have our own budget. So we're very independent now, which is great.
Awesome.
Very good. That's great.
And as long as they're keeping you and happy with you, we're good with it.
That's all
good.
Good.
Yeah, I'm staying put. Thank you.
And I just wanted to give everybody an update. I actually saw Victor's wife.
Really?
He turned 86. He is okay. He has a hard time getting around. He doesn't really want to go out anymore, doesn't really want to have much interaction, but he's, you know, still with us and plugging along, but much quieter life. So
86, though, is not no small accomplishment.
No, I know it. So I just wanted to give you the update because I did see her.
I know
Will had asked and you had talked to him and, you know, so, yeah. So that's the update on Victor.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Pam.
Yeah.
So if someone wants to make a motion to adjourn, we're...
I'll make a motion that we adjourn immediately.
Do you want to second that? Great. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, everyone.
Good to see Thank everybody. You Stay everyone. Well.
Right, take care.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye now.
Bye now.
Figure out how to get out of here.